Well, I guess I can say that we are live. We aren't usually live, but we are live. I gotta start.
Sorry.
Do you realize where were you looking? What are you doing?
Well, you said live.
Yeah. We're on Twitch right now. We're testing.
See,
we might be.
That's why I was like live.
Nobody's going to be watching or listening to it yet because nobody knows we're out there. It's kind of a test type of situation. But while I'm on the with you, Corbin, great to have you back. You literally.
Is that a joke?
It was a back pun. So explain. You were out last week. We're missing Joe this week. So a lot of the show, for anybody who's listened before, a lot of the structure of the show does come from Joe. Toledo's on board with that, too. But Joe is actually the fact checker. For the most part, he gets the information, so when we're wrong about something, he can guide us to something.
Yes.
That's going to be missing, so we're just going to start out wrong and keep going that way today. But Corbin, you were missing last week. We missed your energy. We missed your smile.
Thank you.
But what we really missed is the story on how you fell out of bed. I didn't know the race car bed was that high off of the floor.
Turns out it's a bunk bed. He stacked race cars.
Stacked race cars. Yes. The double stack race car.
Are you sure that's not like a?
He made his own
double
bunk
decker
bed
bus?
Like on Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
Speed Racer.
That's a good one.
Look out for Racer X. So okay. You got hurt in that morning of the last week's taping.
So it was,
and then you were so bad you couldn't get to the library.
It was bad. All right, so like about 2 hours before I was going to work, I only remember because I woke up. I had a dream where I was sleeping, and I had a dream, and I swear this is true. Like, I thought I was going to drown, and so I was kicking, and that's all I remember. And then the next thing you know, like I dove, or I thought I avoided the water, and then like I landed
on the floor.
Back. And the way that my bed's not super high, it's not like a bunk bed level, but it's like little, like it's a higher bed. It's extended a little bit. And my room is the back. It's basically a converted garage.
Okay.
So the floor.
Like the Fonz.
his office is the bathroom.
So the floor is tile on concrete.
If we ever walk by a jukebox, I want to see what kind of magic Corbin can produce.
So I knew
for the younger people, that was a show set in Milwaukee in the
including
1950s.
Corbin.
I was actually really picturing he was putting a book on the top shelf and then it just...
In the library?
Domino effect, you know?
Wow. No.
For the listeners, which are the most important on the podcast, Donnie mimed falling backwards.
Off a ladder.
Off a ladder, yes.
The bookshelf, but yeah.
All right. But yeah. Like, all right, I hit the small of my back, like, right in the center. Uh-huh. And it shot through, and so I jumped up, and I wasn't moaning, but I was like,
that's a moan.
That's a moan.
I don't want to admit.
He was actually groaning.
I don't want to admit. I was moaning, but I was
trying
moaning.
To walk it off, but it hurt everywhere.
Did you spit on it? Put a little tape and aspirin to it?
Did you drink some tea?
Windex.
I did all that afterwards.
Wait a second. Windex.
You ever seen my Big Fat Greek Wedding?
I didn't live
apparently.
It like you, but.
It's the solution
you that
everything.
Much into it?
Once.
Once. Okay.
Once.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We would have had him back last week.
It was
some Windex.
Windex? You put it on
okay,
your back?
I do actually remember now.
Now you remember?
Yeah.
The second time really did it for you.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much the story. And I was like, I wanted to go to work because I didn't want to tell them that I got injured falling on my back in my sleep. And then I was trying to explain to you guys. I didn't want to explain it like that way. But that's how it happened. And it was 2 days of just real bad pain. Yeah. Damn.
Seems to be the amount of stories going 2 days. So,
okay.
Donnie, you're at the big table today. Not that there's anything wrong with the bean bag, the love sack, if you will. That's an actual name. But it's good that you're right over there. Here. You're prepping some anger. Oh, that would have been great. I just Toledo put up a picture. Icy hot. I just thought of Shaq.
Icy hot. It's great for when you fall out of your race car.
I should have used someone.
Anytime you fall in your race car bed, don't worry. We're going to make it better.
Look at how skinny Shaq was. All right. Yeah. So.
Don't worry. Now call the general.
Donnie, you're ready because today's show is going to be all about Shazam. You've seen Shazam.
I did.
I'm going to see it with Juliet. We tried to get the whole theater again. They wouldn't let us do that. Mm. And then I said, screw everybody. I'm not paying individual tickets. I don't know what that was about, but I guess apparently that was my thinking. So, Donnie, we will hear from you on that. And then Adonis, you are you're just here.
I am here.
Yeah. And yes. Apparently have nothing to say to that because I didn't set you up well enough. And Zach, we found out this week. I'm moving on. If you don't chime in.
Look, I just want some tea. That's it.
You and this tea.
And Zach, who I found out this week, may be moving, but he's not sure. Looking at that is what the story is. He didn't pick Spawn last week in the poll.
Frank sent me a fake offer to move to Detroit.
Yeah. So I
that was very passionate.
I'm still more here than Adonis right now.
I made him an offer he couldn't refuse. I could do it.
That's not a Detroit accent.
It depends on what part of Detroit.
Oh, very true.
Oh. You
don't, does it?
he says, very true. Not at all.
So we are, we're going to get into that. We have Dick Toledo here, as always, and RTI Brian, also known as the Mega. I don't know, just the Mega.
The Mega.
I'm looking for notes.
I'll take it.
I'm trying to do Joe's job, and this is just going to be a struggle because he is so organized, and I am the opposite of that, which is unorganized.
Disorganized. Joe would have known that.
Joe would have he would have corrected me. We're having those types of issues. So we're going to get rolling right into this. Shazam is where we're going to do a little bit of history. If you guys would like to interrupt me, I'm going to try and do the shortened version of Joe's notes, which are 140 pages of excellence. Now, we talked about a little bit of this a couple weeks ago with Captain Marvel, how there was a bunch of problems going between Captain Marvel was a name used for a couple different characters.
Yep.
The first appearance of this Captain Marvel, which later became Shazam, Wiz Comics number 2, published by Fawcett Comics, and Billy Batson, the 12-year-old boy, which the story follows this in the movie, correct?
Yes.
He's imbued with superpowers. Imbued with superpowers.
Imbibed. Debuted.
Imbued it.
As soon as I say debut, I knew it was coming.
What I did not remember, because I remember I learned about Shazam from the, I believe it was the 70s or 80s cartoon. And Toledo actually sent the live action 70s show, which was more than beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Just to hear the amount of music that's played. It's just unbelievable how much time it takes to do everything. Because Shazam in the live action, which I think I'm selling it for about $600, Corbin.
Oh my gosh.
Some of the live action Shazam, for those you don't know, Corbin spent $4,300.
In case you're just listening, Corbin just paid Frank.
$600. Corbin spent $4,300 on pirated 80s Spider-Man video.
Comic-Con's going to be a mess,
VHS.
Y'all.
VHS. But the funny thing, one of the episodes I watched, and I couldn't watch them all. By the way, the guy who helps him is named Mentor.
I love that. Just
what's your job? I don't know. What do you do? What's your name? Mentor. The Fresh Maker.
I'm actually a teacher.
Also, a teacher. If you can, like, check out the dad bod on actual Captain Marvel, like, it's
74. It's perfect because here's the thing.
Like, he's not chiseled or anything. He's just a dad.
That was chiseled in the 70s.
There's a huge... So in the one I watched, a plane, he has to catch up to a plane, and he starts to work up his speed to get to catch up to the plane. Like, oh, he's just on green screen right there on the video we're watching. And I always love the... On a table flat. So he has to catch up to the plane. He's got to work up his speed to get there. And then he's slowly... It's not a by the way, it's not a 747. It's a prop jet or a prop plane. It's just a little... It's like the thing that would land...
It's easy to catch up to.
Yes. In superhero world, very simple. It was like what would...
He's
bring
just getting his bearings after turning... I'm here now. Let me get started.
Yes, it's the type of plane that would bring the guests in Fantasy Island.
They didn't have a budget for a 747.
No, they didn't, and they didn't have a budget for super speed either.
Or flying. Hairstyles. Wow.
I did not remember this either, and some of you guys who are bigger growing up with the actual comic books a little bit more, Shazam is actually an acronym. Did you guys know? Did everybody know that? That Shazam is an acronym for... all the gods or the powers that are given to Shazam. Because it was Captain Marvel. He says Shazam, given by the powers given to him by the wizard Shazam.
Well, yes. Solomon, Hercules, Zeus. Yep. Mm-hmm. I can't name
Solomon, Hercules. It's not Shazam. It's
Solomon's a god?
Shazam.
Shazam.
Solomon, Solomon was Hercules, just a king.
Who, yeah. I forgot. A.
And Adonis. Adonis Boom. Blake.
That makes sense.
No, Atlas. That's the stamina. Solomon was wisdom. Hercules, strength. Atlas was ability to know where you're at. Apple Maps. Struggled with that one.
Probably Google Maps if you really want to know where you're at.
So Shazam.
Google.
Zeus, Shazam. Which was the lightning and immortality. Achilles. For the, be injured for the
heel.
Heel. It's the courage of Achilles. Achilles. And then Mercury is the god of speed. So... he says the word Shazam, becomes a hero. We talked about some of this stuff. We don't even need to get into it now.
So Solomon's the only one that's not like a god, right?
Well, the wisdom of
Solomon,
Achilles right?
isn't a god. He's just...
He was like half god.
He's yeah. a demigod.
Like Solomon Adonis. Was just a king of the Jews.
So yes.
Or the Hebrews.
That one.
Yeah. So he's basically the Snow White of superheroes.
What?
Because like Shazam the dwarfs, is? The seven dwarfs, like...
Does Snow White have all of their powers?
Well, like, I mean,
the ability to be grumpy.
Yeah.
You know, sleepy. Or it's angry. Grumpy's a smurf.
The ability to be Doc.
I'm no, sure there was some quality she wrote
no,
off.
No, it's like, angry.
Angry?
No, it is grumpy.
Grouchy?
You're right. I was
grouchy.
Right. Grouchy? That grouchy. Was one of the Marx Brothers.
Dopey. I like that one.
Dopey.
And a Sesame Street character.
Sneezy. Sleazy? Was that one?
Sleazy.
Turns out that Sneezy.
I think they all were.
Sleazy embezzled countless thousands from her husband.
Sleazy. Throwing around the roofies and became Sleazy.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Am I never going to work?
Is Sleepy? There was a Sleepy. He was always going after Sleepy with the roofies.
I wonder why
Weirdly,
Sleepy
without the roofies, Sleepy was the most
going.
Wide awake of the dwarves.
I didn't know this either. I didn't realize Shazam was so big. Do you guys know what in the 1940s, do you know what the number two selling comic was in 1944?
Superman.
Shazam? I mean,
Batman? Yeah.
Superman. Shazam was
What did you say?
I said Superman.
Superman is correct.
Was this one of our quizzes?
No.
Yeah, did you hear me?
I tried to trick you, like thinking, well, this is a setup for a Shazam and answer.
I outsmarted. Apparently, apparently like back in the serials days, when it was radio serials, Shazam was also much more popular than Superman. To listen to on the radio. Because
really?
I guess they didn't have to watch green screen.
But then
it was
okay.
then
I think they were green.
Then it was blue. Out. It was blue screen. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Chroma.
Do you know that for
chroma.
The history of blue screen?
Oh, yeah. I'm a movie buff. Yeah.
All right.
I'm a behind-the-scenes movie buff.
Yeah.
That's most of the stuff that I know from. Did you know this, though? It wasn't Shazam wasn't originally the one character. It was supposed to be a group of characters.
Yeah, because isn't there a girl version?
In the Shazam family.
I believe they...
The Shazamily. I think it's
the Shazam.
Wait, so is...
The Adam Shazamily.
So Shaquille O'Neal is one of the
That's
family
Kazam.
Of Shazam. It's still funny.
He's a different cousin. Still, just a bit of color in the
middle. Reaching back.
We have a black Marvel.
A showering.
But it was a six-person team, and each of them was given a power by the god, and then I guess they formed Voltron or something like that. The lion
formed the head.
The lion's not the ship. could go battle all the planets with a little bit of Cleop. Nope, that was Gleek. Sorry.
Yes.
And then we get a little bit into the nemesis. We'll talk about that later. Black Adam.
I'm excited to see him.
Yeah. Well, that's in the movie.
Isn't
in the movie world you're talking about.
Is I know Shazam partly because of Superman and how he has trouble battling magic and things like that, and he's still a kid and they're, you know, questioning whether or not he should be a part of the Justice League. But ever since I got introduced to Shazam's arch nemesis, Black Adam, I thought Black Adam was a little bit more interesting than Billy Batson Shazam.
Because he comes from the Egyptian time period, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Which is interesting because if the Rock's going to play him, that's the Scorpion King.
But so is it Adam, Savannah A-D-A-M or A-T-O-M?
A-D-A-M. Because his name is something. I wrote this down. I wrote it down poorly. But his last name is Adam.
And the Rock.
So we're going to get the people.
Theo idea. Adam. It's Theo Adam. And his great, 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 great times 10 to the 45th power grandfather or something, I think, was the sons of Ramses.
Oh.
And that was a different Adam that
which
I didn't
Ramses?
Spell well. Ramses the second.
Oh, perfect. I was hoping so.
Yeah, he's the best of all the Ramses.
Wow.
Now, people, like I said, people thought, or originally his name was Captain Marvel, then there was the lawsuits, and he said Shazam, so people started calling him that. I remember having that conversation with my uncle about...
Shazam or Marvel?
Yeah, Captain Marvel or Shazam, and... I still didn't understand, so
still don't.
Careful, Adonis. You don't want to lose that.
I'm actually interested in because the villain in this one is Dr. Savannah and how they're going to incorporate him. Because comic history wise, I don't know if we have mentioned it before, but he was originally in.
No,
the
it's comic history, so we never mentioned. Oh, it. Comic book history rarely gets mentioned on this part of the comic book. Well,
unless it's you doing history that we interrupt, no matter what.
Yeah, that was pop culture and everywhere. No,
this is great, perfect.
But like in the comics, he was like just the stereotypical like evil scientist bad guy. Like that was it.
Like Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah,
that's very
and so in this movie, obviously Black Adam's in the next one. So they gave him, if you saw the trailer, you guys saw the trailers, they gave him superpowers.
And he
but
was,
he actually
he was,
doesn't have them in the comics. I mean, Rebirth, in the DC Rebirth, he basically got, he was searching for Black Adam, and there was like a big explosion, something happened. Basically, he can, his eye is damaged, like the left side of his eye is damaged, but he can see magic with his left eye.
Okay.
So that's like the only time that he has anything like outside of just evil genius in the comics. But in the trailers, that he was like throwing people aside and had lightning and was punching Captain Marvel. That never happens in the comic books.
Like, because there's a later version that's redone later, like 30, 40 years later. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where some of this stuff starts to
come
from. Yeah,
they're probably relying off the Rebirth one.
Yeah,
for
and
the,
that's
for
after
the power
Flashpoint,
CS.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... The early
we
ones got, didn't have
finally
that.
We became super nerds.
That was after Flashpoint, correct?
Ding, ding, ding.
Excellent. Best time traveling situation ever. Gosh. Ultimate universe.
Pre-crisis or infinite? No, I'm playing. I'm just
no, I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of you guys. I'm
score.
I'm learning here. This is what it's about. Score.
So if he can see magic out of one eye, does he have to cover the other eye? Or is it like a,
I mean, well,
affect
now
his
he has,
vision? Like,
he has access to spells, I'm assuming now. I mean, I didn't read too much of them, but out of that eye, you know, it's the all-knowing
when you
eye.
See the movie, it'll make sense.
He throws
they
eye spells.
A good job. Okay. I'm not going to ruin anything.
Oh, I forgot. You saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I tried. Honestly, I get
I have a story
the
about
first.
That.
I think I mentioned this before, but I get the first one or two snippets of our trailers and everything like that.
You did.
And after that, I
you know what's funny? I was going to watch it with my coworker because she was like, oh, it comes out early on Fandango. And I was sure it was
but
a scam.
But then you fell out of bed.
Well, that was,
you missed that
was
your head not couldn't Monday. Get up in the morning.
Okay. That was that Monday. But the Thursday and Friday that it came out, I think it was Friday, right?
Yes.
I was going to watch it, but I was sure it was some kind of scam.
Nah.
I was like, nah, now I feel like an idiot because...
Wait, the one time, wait, the one wait, time
hold
it wasn't a scam.
Hold on,
no, no, no. We can move on. We can move on.
Wait, all the commercials on television
well,
and
mean,
everything, and you th-
I,
and a Fandango, which is
it's
a
on
reputable.
The commercial.
That's the one thing that you thought
you didn't want to throw that money.
Hold on, sneaky guy selling.
Warner Brothers got me again.
Warner Brothers. So sneaky guy with a trench coat selling. Betamax videotapes out of his wardrobe.
Here's my money.
How do I give you more? How do I give you more?
I've made
television commercials.
Secure website.
SEC regulated.
I just thought that I would have to get some emails that I didn't want offering other promotions. And
you could just couldn't unsubscribe.
Oh, or delete.
Subscribe button
I meant
at
to
the
bring
end.
The poster it comes with mail. It's $5.
Really?
Yeah, it has a few wrinkles in it. Yeah. But
for $5?
Yeah, because I got it for free, so $5.
Wait. I'm done. Okay.
You almost had it.
Don't rub it in.
You really did.
You could have at least tripled that.
Okay.
And still
the next con, I will redeem myself.
Wait a minute.
I'm sure.
$15 and it's got wrinkles in it?
Is it used?
I'll pay $20 for more wrinkles.
You guys... Oh, man.
You're the one that did this.
I guess. Yeah, I should have mentioned that story.
Okay.
You guys are killing me. All right. So realistically, I guess, was the transition I was trying to find wasn't available. So where I'm going to go with this is it's an underdog story. A story about a kid The story in the rebirth, I guess, is that Black Adam kills Billy Batson's parents, and then Billy Batson takes the form of his father, and that's how Black Adam knows who he is.
Oh,
I believe that's a part of it. I don't know if that's in the movie or not. Donnie, don't say anything. Mm. I guess you'd have to be paying attention and not text his family members.
I was just getting to my, yeah.
Oh, you
he can't get a sticky note.
Your spiel?
So. He got his.
You had your stuff ready?
Yeah.
Well, first we're going to do, because of it being an underdog story, we're going to do the Mark 5, the top 5. Feel so awkward going to Marvel. Robert Downey Jr.
Pay attention to me.
You haven't been working on your Zachary Levi impression?
No, not.
No.
I wait to see how the movie does. This one's going to do well. Looking forward to it. So it's the top 5 underdog stories, underdog moments, or if you're Corbin and didn't quite pay attention to what the category was, you're doing comebacks.
Oh, wait. I thought...
Oh, and you're also
no wonder
Adonis.
You didn't respond.
And you're also comeback. Telling, and which is great because I didn't. I texted Toledo, the producer Toledo, and said, "Hey, I don't want to correct this. I want him to do the wrong thing." And he's like, "Absolutely."
I was wondering why I didn't get a response.
100%.
Oh my god!
But Adonis actually later did do. Yours is underdogs. You wrote underdogs
oh,
later.
My goodness.
You must have found the actual original email.
Real talk. But you, I sent it to you. And I was waiting for like confirmation. Okay, I'm like, that's weird.
No,
wow.
When I thought about
you're
it.
You're officially the underdog. Right
now. Yeah, I was thinking about stupid. It. I was going to say you got it wrong. That like, no, this is way better because we'll get to yours eventually because it's not right. And I want to start. I want to start with Zach on this one.
Here we go.
No. You know what? I'm going to go Donnie. I'm going to go Donnie because
mine's better.
No, yours hits on some of the stuff. Actually, because it makes sense. So,
okay. So I'll do it in my top 5 underdog moments.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it in some voice. Oh. I'll do it in my Nicolas Cage.
Here we go.
How did maybe Matthew McConaughey?
New talent. It's new talent night. Donnie at the big table. He's great. Got voices.
This is great. My number 5 is Revenge of the Nerds. How those little
go figure.
Yeah, well,
surprise, it's not number 1.
I'm LeVar.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Number 4 is Major League. League.
That's me. Thank you.
What?
What?
Major League?
Yeah.
The
baseball
yes,
movie?
Yes, a good one.
With
yes.
The
baseball
Charlie Sheen?
Movie?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I decided to get out of the way early.
Thanks, I had a bunch of friends in that movie. They shot a lot of it in Milwaukee. The first baseman is Mr. Silbernagel. Yeah. Jeff Silbernagel's dad played on my AAU baseball team, won the 1988 national championship.
Double.
AAU.
88.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
sorry.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah.
It's BC.
Before Corbin. Who got that with me?
I think we all harmonized on that one.
I gave you a pass.
395.
That wasn't even planned.
I know. Right? Synergy. I love
it. Done it. If it was planned, it wouldn't work.
Exactly.
Nope. Wow. Case in point, Zach.
No, but who else in the movie? That's pretty cool.
What's the question?
Oh, well, you said you need some
people. Who else? I think Mark Gaynor was in it. My baseball coach's
listen to him, name
brother.
Dropping.
Yeah, name dropping.
1%er.
Like what roles were they in there?
Mr. Silbernagel was the first baseman. Uh-huh. You can see him in a bunch of things. I'm not sure what Mark Gaynor had a mustache, I think. So. You see, why? What?
That's the movie right there, y'all.
What is
classic?
Somebody turned on his adult search
for from 94.
Okay.
Looked it up on YouTube. Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry,
that's my fault. Distraction.
Yeah. It's distraction. More work for you in edit.
Hey, no. Number 3 is Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Has the word underdog in it, so you knew
yep.
Donnie was going to pick it.
That's what clicked when I did that.
It just clicked.
That's what
I just
clicked.
See the synapse is firing.
Oh, man.
My number 2 is actually the character Batman. I just figured he came from,
started from the bottom.
Now he's
here.
Bat. Yep.
Okay.
He was so rich, though.
Who would ever thought that Jamaica would have their own bobsled team? So I had to go with Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings, little John Candy.
Yep.
Yeah, nothing little about John Candy, but... that's my John Candy laugh. All right, it's not very good.
Not good to me.
Like most of my voices.
Oh my god.
I am so Zach, we're going to you. There was a lot of truth in what you had to say as well.
So much truth.
Justice in the American.
I'm gonna start out since it's since we have the Final Four coming up this weekend, and we did our own March Madness thing, UMBC beating Virginia last year for 16 seed over a 1 seed. Mm. Also, their mascot's the Retrievers.
Well, okay.
So, you know, under dogs. Shawshank Redemption, number 4.
Yes.
Only for that reason. I wanted to get the Morgan in here.
You can work it in. We'll find a way.
I love that one.
You're welcome for that. Teed that up for you. David and Goliath is number
climb
3.
To 500 yards of the filthiest slap I've ever seen.
No, we were still going.
What's the next one, Sonny?
Gonna go with the American Revolution.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like the real, like the war.
Was there a different American? Is that a wrestler or something?
I thought you referencing like a movie or something.
Was that a wrestler?
Let me tell you something, brother. I'm American Revolution, man.
You got to understand that this is BC before Corvus.
Oh, yes.
Okay, also, I'm a major. I get it. I just wanted a
couple hundred years before everyone else in this.
Nothing exists in Corbin's world before... unless it was in a comic book. And then
had to be a graphic
you go
novel.
Back to like black and white comic books.
Did you see the movie The Patriot?
Mel Gibson, yes.
Yeah.
And Heath Ledger.
That was about that the was American Revolution.
I know the American Revolution. I just, when you mentioned it, I thought we were referencing like a story.
But
or,
you said you the real one.
Yeah, that's why I asked if it's the real one.
As opposed to.
Like a movie.
Okay.
Well, okay, I mean, but a movie about the American Revolution would still be
the American
an underdog
American
story.
Revolution.
But it wouldn't be real.
But not I as mean, good as
it's
Dodgeball.
Based off of real
not
events,
nearly as
obviously.
Good as Dodgeball. A
okay, friend of mine
story.
In okay, Dodgeball as well, by the way, Chris Williams, Vanessa Williams' brother.
Nice.
Right? Oh. Do you know Vanessa too, or just Chris?
Ah, yes. Mm. Yes. Very nice person.
Oh, all right. Keep name dropping. It's fun for all of us.
I gotta
maybe you can drop some names from the American Revolution. I knew Benedict Arnold.
great eggs. I should have told this story up front too. But I got. Did you get your number one yet?
But I don't want to.
Yeah. All right, because I had a little underdog story. I got in a fight with Jason Momoa on an airplane the other day. I call it a fight. He probably doesn't remember it, but he was on a plane and I was on the same plane, and he was with his family. So I don't want to. But he looked back at me a few times, like thinking that I thought maybe he knew me.
Do you guys have history?
No, not yet. But he looked back at me a few times. And I'm thinking, hey, does he recognize me? This is the greatest time in the world, and people were just taking pictures of him and all sorts of stuff. And he's sitting down, and he gets up to go to the bathroom, and I try to sneak a picture, not because I care, really. I don't really care. It's nothing. I just want to have truth so I could tell the story, and people don't believe me. I have the truth. He catches me taking the picture. He's like, don't know that. You know, I was like, oh, sorry, Mr. Mimosa.
Sorry, Mr.
And, no, I didn't say that. I didn't get that out.
It's Samoa.
Yeah, I was. So
Samoan.
He comes back out, and I was like, hey, dude. I was like, I'm sorry. And he just went, all right. But it was surreal because I felt like Batman meeting Aquaman. And I didn't know it, but I felt then it got worse because...
He recognized you.
He didn't recognize me. And that,
oh, wow.
He just knew. He noticed that you were the type of guy that would take a picture of him.
Yeah, well, he thought maybe I was this mailman. That's always what people feel.
What?
People think I'm somebody they went to school with or something.
Do I know you from... Did you go to...
Yeah.
I would go with the mailman, but I'd get it.
And they'll say...
It's the haircut.
Yeah. That's not... They'll say... By the way, I saw myself on TV the other day. I forgot to comb my hair on the Speak for Yourself. I don't know what that was.
Are they supposed to do that for you?
Yeah, usually they come and find you and do it. They didn't care. Maybe Momoa told them not to.
They figured he couldn't help.
But this is where it got worse. The flight attendant comes up to me and goes, "Are you're going to erase that picture?" And so of course I lied. And I was like, I want to go. Listen, I'm on TV too. Sometimes I have a podcast. Like
I am somebody.
Like
talk,
yeah, like, I'm not him, but yeah. I could. Like work for him.
I could impersonate him.
Yeah. So it just I felt so small and so ridiculous, and then I had to go do TV. But it was one of those.
I mean, at least you can walk away from the experience and do TV.
Yeah. I'll tell the story and I'll get the story. That was 100% real. What's your number one?
Where's this picture? It didn't happen.
There,
Yeah, I'll show you the picture. Later.
Okay.
Number? I just want. I'm not going to put it like I. No, you I have people take off. Pictures of me all the time, and of course, not in that volume of they of them taking pictures of Jason, because people were looking at him and going, "Dude thinks he's Aqua. He's Aquaman." Like he was, and he was on a plane, so people didn't believe it. So,
yeah.
Unless you're on the invisible jet, I guess.
With my new number one new favorite. Number one. Story is the one you just told because you were the underdog in that story, and, but that you didn't overcome it. Like
no, no, not yet. I'll never.
I mean, that's right next to my comebacks. Then,
yeah,
I was in a movie called The Comebacks. That's why I left that in two, so I could drop that name too.
Is that different?
We're just plugging today.
It's different. Very. It's similar, but
callback.
This is the comeback.
All right. What's your
number one? Every sports movie ever made.
That's what. You hit on everything. I thought Invincible, The Rookie.
I don't think you've seen Thunderstruck.
Absolutely an underdog story. I don't know what Thunderstruck is.
I'm kidding. It is.
I'm trying to
it's when Kevin Durant thought he was an actor for a year.
Whether they're... Well, they may lose, but it's still an underdog story. Like, they even... Because they overcame something.
Yeah. Like Rocky's.
What's that one with Rocky, Spike absolutely. Lee and Ray Allen?
Or Varsity Blues.
Spike Lee and
he got
Ray
game.
Allen. Oh, yeah. He got game. Yeah. Spike Lee was...
Adonis,
yeah.
yours?
It.
Go ahead.
That was an underdog
story. Forging Forward.
Okay. Number five, Rudy. So that's
yep, sports movie.
Yep. That movie.
Number four, Checkers/Rally. It
Burger
the
place.
Chain. Yes,
the Burger place.
It so was, you gotta make that a thing.
It was a place that I used to go to all the time as a kid. And
there's one in Mesa.
Yeah,
and Tempe.
There's one in Tempe.
Yeah, we got Arizona. Yep. Arizona for those of you.
They have good curly fries. Or yeah, like
they're all around fries. The country.
Cajun fries. Cajun fries. Exactly.
They've always. I felt like they were gonna like go out of business because I remember them from when I was a little kid, and then they went away, and then they came back.
It's kind of what they do
in the East Coast as Checkers, and then Rick Ross bought them, and now they're starting to come back up. So I'm just like, all right, looks like I'm going back to Checkers.
There you know, it's funny. Back in the days, like in 95-93, Paradise Valley Mall actually had a Chick-fil-A inside of it. Not a lot of people really knew about it or anything. And then it just went out. And then, I don't know, next thing you know, what, 10, 12 years later, Chick-fil-A all started rolling in. I'm from Georgia, so they're everywhere. But
so they had a comeback in the mall.
It's because yeah, that's BC.
But yeah, just the fact
let's
that
not
they were
make
in the Paradise Valley Mall.
Let's not make this.
All right, continue the list.
Oh, yes. Number three, Shadow of the Colossus, which was a video game. It came out and it kind of had a bit of hype, but then nothing happened after that. And then I watched an episode of X-Play on G4 way back in the day. And they were talking about the best 20 for 20 under 20. And that was one of them. And I went into the GameStop next to my house. Got that for like $20 on the greatest hits, and that game was amazing.
So, yeah. Would that not be a comeback?
Because no, I don't think it's an underdog story or a comeback.
Is Shaq Fu so, made some a of comeback?
So underdog stories are there. So comebacks is pretty right. close. It's close. It's just the wrong word.
I did. Yeah, I have
so
comebacks.
So go through
all
this
my...
quickly because we got to go. We got to get moving on.
Oh me. Okay, Professor X, number five. He died multiple times. But
did you get your number one yet?
Oh no. Don't get, there we go.
Okay. Number two, Marvel Comics. Number one.
That's a good one. Marvel Comics is an
Image Comics.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And the bonus underdog, the cartoon.
Right. Sweet Polly Purebred. Underdog takes a pill. Everybody leave it because I had nothing.
Is it wrapped in cheese to feed it to
Corbin?
Okay, so I already said too. Number five. These are my comebacks.
Don't
so,
call it a comeback.
So I took most of mine from comics. Daredevil, Born Again, that run, 227-231. Matt Murdock. Lost like his family,
that's,
his friends.
That's the best comeback I've ever seen is what you just did. Matt Murdock.
And then like his sanity, but he was starting to lose that. But he came back and got that all, trying to fight back to save his neighborhood and take down Kingpin. So that was one. Number nice. Three was Web of Spider-Man 31, Kraven's Last Hunt. People forget Spider-Man was trapped, drugged, buried alive while Kraven was doing all of that.
That
he
was
came
that
back.
Famous crawl out of
exactly.
the grave.
Exactly.
Yep.
Number two was the Nightfall saga, Batman, come back from broken back. And having to reclaim the mantle from Azrael.
Which is where favorite. They got the story for Brokeback Mountain from.
The Brokeback comeback.
Corbin Brokeback comeback.
I had a fantasy basketball team called the Brokeback
Mavericks.
Okay,
I didn't think you were going to basketball.
I'm sorry. Oh, and speaking of basketball, number one, 2006, Cleveland, this is for you. That was horrible. Wow. But the Cavs came back.
2006.
I didn't realize how bad it was till it came out of my mouth. That was like a Charles Xavier. I don't know. Anyway, the Cavs came back down 3-1 against the Warriors in the NBA Finals 2016. I was in California when that happened in a where was I at? What's that wing spot?
Very memorable.
Wings? Buffalo Wild Wings. Mm. And I was going crazy, and they were all quiet. It was awkward but thrilling. And that's my underdog / comeback / underdog
story. All right, RTI, Brian, I made you do this, so I'm going to get you in there.
Yeah, he got me in on it. So
you seem excited.
So the first one, this guy, he went from negative to positive, and it's still all good. Biggie Smalls.
Ooh, okay.
No excitement. Frank's looking at me like I'm crazy. But, you know, he said and real life people count.
Yeah, so, that's good. And if you don't know,
now you know.
All right, exactly. So,
yeah, part of it is I'm just trying to get to the next part because I'm trying to figure out what I have to do next because this isn't usually
State of DC.
My strength.
So this guy grew up as a black sheep. He was bullied, blamed for his nephew's death, and exiled Tyrion Lannister.
Oh, wow. I was thinking good. Simba. Oh. Okay.
How about somebody who had the love of his life slaughtered? He hangs out with a bunch of other guys who wears makeup and skirts. William Wallace from Braveheart.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say Punisher, but yeah.
The makeup and skirts?
Yeah, he wears skirts. I mean, I don't know.
We are bad in thousands.
I think that's the wrong Punisher. That's the one on the website.
By the way, this is the a Dominator. New segment. Brian's just going to give the details, and you guys have to guess.
Yeah, is this a quiz?
That's the new segment.
That is great.
I like it.
Oh, man.
This is a story of a failing business and a group of underachieving guys down on luck and love.
Barbershop.
Blockbuster. No.
It actually was already mentioned. The Average Joe's. Dodgeball.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. And I had a friend that was in
also
that.
A sports movie.
Chris yeah, Williams.
Also a sports movie.
Friend,
sisters yeah. Vanessa Williams.
I'll give you a clap for too. That, Zach.
Oh, they're related.
What did he play in the movie?
I can't remember.
Also related to William Wallace from Braveheart. Is that Vanessa Williams' brother?
I had that movie.
William Wallace?
That's not even close.
Not even close.
Okay.
All right.
Revenge so the last one, number one, or I didn't really do these in order. So this is actually a serious one. This guy, you know, was a child drug dealer and addict. He was in prison for 11 years for armed robberies, drug dealings. He claimed to have 8 prisoners at a time paying him protection money to protect him from gangs. He's now been clean for 48 years, and that's Danny Trejo.
Oh, cool.
I would never have thought
that's a great,
that
yeah, that's a good
I remember him saying like a piece of that. Yes.
All right, yes. So we've got to move on because we are behind. Let's get to the Shazam movie. You enjoyed it?
I very well enjoyed it. It was just it was funny. It was good heart. It was just well written. You're not bored at all. I did say yes, even take your 8-year-old, but I was thinking to myself, the villains are kind of quite scary in there.
I heard there is some scary stuff.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, even what the villain did, I was like, wow, I was not expecting that. I just can't give anything away, but I mean, it's mind blowing and very good. It was a really good, strong PG-13 movie. But yes, I'm sure cussing, but it made it funny how they worded it. Little scary, violent.
There is actual swearing in it.
Yes, like the basic words. I mean, yeah. And then two end credits. There's one mid end, and then there's one at the very, very end.
Okay.
And you make sure you sit down for both.
Thank you. You give this two Wolverine claws up.
Oh yes, definitely. I was excited, like smiling ear to ear, just watching it. Me and my wife, she enjoyed it too. So yeah, nice. it was very good.
Did you like it more than Captain Marvel?
You know what? They're both in their own different realm in a way, where Captain Marvel was cool comedy and the whole 90s thing, where Shazam was just funny. Like if you were a kid and being bullied, you wish you can be this guy. I mean, it was just,
so everybody on the show except for me would love this guy because I'm the big bad jerk.
You're the bully.
All right, I know how it is.
You'd empathize with the villains.
Oh, it's great to see that DC's kind of figuring it out with the formula. There was with the Dark Knight trilogy. They were so serious, but that was what was great about it, because it was so serious.
Yeah.
Why so serious?
I knew that was in there. I just didn't want to do
no,
that.
No, you do it. Same.
I was glad you... I was why like, please, so serious? We'll say serious and not mention that. Serious.
So, now, we'll talk about this a little bit broader. By the way, in our Batman poll right now, Ben Affleck is at 52%. versus Michael Keaton.
Oh yeah,
who the Beetlejuice of Batman.
I think Affleck's winning by even more now.
Oh really?
It's
pretty huge.
Over now. Affleck's won, right?
No. Underdog.
There's like 6 days left.
I'm just confused.
We're over 5,000 votes already.
Whoa.
Wow. People are really getting into this one. So go to the Comic Playground on Facebook and vote. I might even put one on 5,300 votes so far. 57% to Batfleck for Batfleck versus Michael Keaton. Man. 43%.
I told you Michael Keaton should have made the.
Greatest underdog.
He's
victory
not
of all
back,
time.
That is
a
pretty
Affleck
great. It's
out.
Over. If you that's put Kilmer next to Affleck, Kilmer would have won. And I'm just saying it right
Hello,
now.
Jesus, my
old
friend.
You're so wrong.
You are not right at all.
Kilmer,
no,
that's an underdog theory. Right.
You're left.
Okay.
You're a NASCAR turn.
As someone who saw Kilmer go down 90% to 10%, I'm loving this.
Now, if it was Val Kilmer in
Go
Tombstone,
down.
Doc Holliday versus Michael Keaton, I'm
that's
taking
a
Doc
different
Holliday.
Story.
I mean,
I'll be your
Val Kilmer's Batman was underrated. Like, I will continue to say that, but
I did that
we'll move
Forrest
on.
Gump.
I'll be
what
your
about
Huckleberry.
Val Kilmer from Top Gun, shirtless
what
in a volleyball scene
with Robert Downey Jr. That one
what did he do with Robert
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
That was
Val Kilmer.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
He was the assassin.
I know my Val Kilmer. Yeah.
I know my Val Kilmer.
I know my Val Kilmer.
Kind of a Val Kilmer expert.
Now, honey, I know my Kilmer. No,
I'm thinking of another actor. I can't even think of his name.
It's all good.
Good. That's the way to go. Yeah, okay. Perfect. Okay. That's a great one. I do impressions. Remember that guy who was in that thing that did that line? Hey. Nice.
It usually ends well.
Yeah, really good.
Awesome.
Speaking of awkward. That was it. So we're trying to keep time here. So we're going to go into a little bit. Do you guys like? I should ask it like this: how do you feel about what DC's doing now? They're not connecting the movies. We're just going to start there. We'll get to what you have to talk about, Corbin, because Corbin's actually going to bring it back a little bit more to the comics themselves. But they're talking about. I think it's going to be a little confusing to people. Like the Marvel Cinematic Universe has kind of set this precedent that all these movies can interconnect and be done really well. And now DC is doing this thing where some of the movies might connect a little bit, some of them nothing to do. Then they said I was reading an interview that said they might try to connect them at some point, which is kind of X-Men-ish.
I think the problem is it felt like they were forcing them to connect way too quickly.
Yes.
When they first started to create this universe
similar to the
post
podcast.
Dark Knight, exactly. Similar to start, don't force it. But like it's just a couple years after introducing this Batman versus Superman, mm-hmm. and, you know, they were like, we're coming out with Justice League, where it felt like in the Marvel universe they were putting together independent stories, and there were maybe like Iron Man 2 felt a little bit forced with bringing in the Black Widow and things like that, but otherwise it was generally standalone stories that somehow we're eventually going to connect, but it took years and character building.
But don't
to
you
get
think
there.
That DC felt like they were under the gun because Marvel had done that and already set it up? DC's like, we got to do this too.
Yeah, that's
not that that's good. But that's what happened. I think.
I would agree.
Yeah, they the whole time that I was watching all of the proposed interconnected storylines for DC and where they were trying to go, it felt like they were just forcing the whole let's follow what Marvel's doing, and it went back to the days of old when they were doing that with the comic books, Marvel and DC going back and forth, and they were trying to do that in the cinematic realm, and it just wasn't working. They were trying way too hard. It's like when a dude is trying to ask a girl out, and he's just, hey, we should go out.
Don't tell my life story.
I'll tell you what, I don't even remember what that's like.
Hey, you wanna? No, okay.
Is that the voice you use?
I try to sound a little.
That's kind of like Star Lord in Infinity War.
I was gonna say Miles Morales.
I mean, it was bad. Last day when I went, we were like at a carnival, or whatever, and I was supposed to win her prize. I lost in everything, and it was horrific fashion. And I was like, so. And then I started getting low on money, and I didn't want to say it.
Really now?
So yeah. I was like, hey,
yeah,
so,
because there was a long box available.
One more round, and that's it for me. That's the voice I get when I'm trying to.
That's it for me.
You turn into Kazam now?
Yeah.
So
can you dig it?
What?
Can you dig me? That's what I would like to say. But moving on.
I'm surprised that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're speed dating at Comic-Con. I'll be there.
Listen. All right. Donnie, thoughts on the DC overall?
No, they're doing a great job. They're really blowing my mind so far with Aquaman and Shazam now.
Yeah, they're starting to find... And Wonder Woman was great, too.
Yeah, yes, that one was good. Yes.
So it's because they're starting to write movies independently to build good characters instead of trying to build this
cinematic universe. I think you've hit on it, really hit it out of the park with that, like the baseball movie, The Natural.
Oh, my goodness. But that hit me sideways. Sounds like the baseball.
Roy Hobbs, best baseball player ever was. We were going to do a little bit more talk, but we're running out of that, and this is something we can do anytime. You wanted Corbin to get in a little bit of the DC world in terms of comic books, where you thought the state of that was.
See, what's funny is, and shout out to Joe, I started at the comics, and then I just like, let me just do the state of DC, and so I went to all these other areas.
Okay, but
I'll do the comics for now.
No, do state of DC. Just make it happen. Okay,
cool. Well, we'll just interrupt you as you go.
Yeah,
okay, and do it quickly.
Yeah, so I was thinking, well, first, the movies already addressed that. I was trying to get your thoughts on DC Universe. It debuted.
September 15th. That's not the right pronunciation.
Debuted.
You know, Dubois.
It was a joke.
Benson Dubois.
My humor sucks. Anyway, you know, it came out. Okay, is that better? All right.
Come back.
It's an underdog story. Anyway, there you go. So, you know, when they start out the streaming service, you know that Disney's going to have theirs, and under that umbrella, Marvel will have theirs. But DC kind of jumped the gun. It actually started 2 years ago, April 2017, that this was announced. And right now they have the TV series, most of the movies, and they just revealed at WonderCon that they're going to be putting their entire digital comics library there. No. So that's great, because before that, they're rolling with this, like, curated comic collection, which was just horrible because, one, they would have like certain spots of a key storyline and miss like several issues, or two, they would just put random ones. So let's say you put Batman under the Red Hood, that whole comic storyline, but you put numbers like 622 to 623 out of like six parts in it. Like, you want to read the whole storyline, you can't, it just cuts off. So the fact that they're doing that now is great, and it's kind of mirroring Marvel Unlimited and what they're doing with their digital service, having access to all their comics, with the, you know, added value that DC gives you there. Movies and their TV shows as well. I thought that was huge. I'm really glad they put the digital comics library there. It's a lot bigger than what they were starting with, and I think it may just be a sign of desperation, just because when they first, you know, were showing it off, people didn't feel, myself included, they were getting the bang for their buck. I mean, I have most of the box sets of the TV series, and I can buy whatever comic I want, so it wasn't really good to see two or three on my phone that I can just carry in a book.
I remember you saying that when we first started talking about the DC streaming network, DC Universe, you were saying that you had it and you tried it out at first, but you felt like you weren't getting what you paid for it. It didn't
for
have
the first
value.
Time ever.
Wow, exactly though.
And but you really were. You were going in. You were like, dude, I'm paying for this just because I want to see what they have to offer eventually.
Exactly.
And now they're starting to pick up the slack, and it's pretty cool.
It is. I just want to give a quick shout out to the show.
Uh-huh. Sometimes that stuff takes a little bit of time when you first launch some type of website. They don't have all the content, and then it takes a little while for it to start coming around.
But this was like, when I say that, I understand what you mean. This was like, for example, they took off on Batman Day, so they had all the Batman things, but then they didn't give like notice that they were going to be taking most of those away, so they had the Christopher Nolan Batman run as well on under their movies, and then maybe what, 3 weeks, I want to say a month later, those disappeared, and obviously you get it because they have rights, but the communication wasn't there,
right?
Yeah,
and I think that would be good. They already said more
people learn
we
along
get
the way
that.
Like, we, I mean, I'm not making excuses because it's happening. I see it happening with this podcast and everything as well. And they're a company, so you expect more. But as you go along, you start to realize, oh, there's so many other aspects that we need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. That just a little bit of time, you start to realize, oh, this makes a difference if you do this and this, like Facebook and you know, the social media and all sorts of stuff. So continue. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, but I also want to give a shout out to their show, DC Daily. That comes out basically every day with the news on DC. But they also have different like segments, forums where they talk about like comic book club, where they reflect on like the latest episode of Doom Patrol. Recently, this past week, they had an event where they invited comic book YouTubers and super fans from the DC forums over to their studio to kind of spend the day there.
That's
and
cool.
See the costumes. Yeah, wish I was there. No FOMO at all, though. But
we'll get you there. We'll make it happen. True underdog story.
There we are.
There it is.
So that was cool. So that kind of interaction with fans is great. And I just want to give a shout out to that. As far as the comics, it's kind of hit or miss to me. Most of them, I think they were following almost the trend of the movies, where they were all kind of dark for a while. There was a few good ones that were there, but I know the Nightwing run was decent, but there was other ones that were just, in that same convoluted, dark kind of storyline.
I just don't understand.
Like the tone.
I really like the dark aspects when it comes to the comic. And I think that's why I gravitate towards Image so much, is because they're much, much darker. But in DC, everybody, it feels like everybody's expecting that lighter tone, that light.
Yeah.
Here, let's go to the Silver Age moral stat.
Exactly.
Moral stat. Well, I mean, comics are just very dark overall. I mean, there's a lot of death. There's a lot of fighting. And, I mean, overall, the theme is, you know, fighting and murder and things like that. Whether you're talking Marvel, DC, whatever, it's always that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not reading the comics at all necessarily, but in the movies, it just felt like dark for the sake of being
dark. That's what I was going
to
say.
As opposed to move the story forward.
We would know. Like, you're right. The tone is there, but I also know, reading Superman stories my entire life, how they generally go, and yes, it's darker, but it's not. He's always not mired in just this deep, dark depression the entire time, gritting his teeth and to the death. That's not who he is, as who he is. Yep. So to have that direction just for the sake of having that direction was kind of bad. But I do want to say they're on the uptick on that. Also, I think they had a lot of issues of several different titles under, you know, one character, and that's just an industry-wide trend, and comics are going down, but that's not just on DC. So I was telling you to point out. But they have announced this year, well, they've been announced it, but this year was the year of the villain, and that's kind of what they're focusing on. Oh. And so they have plans to release an exclusive comic called DC's Year of the Villain, and that'll actually come out Wednesday, May 1st. So just in anticipation
April
of...
April Fools!
Wait, no, that's no.
It's actually the year of the hero.
But it's going to come out just in preparation for
the
that coming.
The hero of the hero.
Ooh, delicious.
The big fat Greek wedding. Delicious. Time.
The hero. Ah. That makes sense. So they're putting it out in anticipation of that free comic book Saturday, which is later that week. And that's going to have stories by Scott Snyder, James Tynion IV, Brian Michael Bendis as well.
Ooh.
So it's going to be pretty good. And that's going to kind of highlight, you know, several infamous supervillains just in general. And in those stories will be tie-ins to like other storylines they're going to run with starting in the summer. So you have one, they already did a villain spotlight already with Batman, the Batman Who Laughs. He has his own miniseries already. Yeah. We already kind of went to that. As well as a future one this summer that's coming out, Batman related, that's called The City of Bane. And so the DC's Year of the Villain will actually have clues in their stories to kind of lead into that storyline that's going to run this summer.
Okay.
And then one more thing, just Superman, the Leviathan Rising storyline is going to begin with issue 1007. So Bendis will be at the helm of that, and that could potentially have major ramifications for Superman in the future. So all the details I have on that, but that's okay. Something.
Yeah, it's a whole, we can get a whole another episode out of it. I'm sorry to have you throw it, but a great way to give us a little bit of synopsis, the cliff notes, if you will, about that. What I realized going back, we also didn't do our bracket to finish it off. The Batman, in our closest vote yet, 51% to 49% beat Thanos. That's the audience vote. And now we will make our vote around the table. Batman versus Thanos. Corbin.
Oh, Batman. I mean, you give him a day, he'll figure it out. He got Darkseid. Darkseid was fighting people with one hand behind his back and those Omega. Yeah, all right. He got it.
Batman as well.
I'm going Spawn.
Adonis, you shaking too much. You're going to say, you better not.
I'll do Batman as well.
Thank you.
All right, terrible choice.
Oh, yeah, definitely Batman.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
I got to go with Thanos. He's got the glove.
Yeah.
The glove. Still not a glove.
Toledo, you want to just...
Batman. You get Batman 2 days. He will find a way to get that glove. Like, he's not going to go all Star-Lord
every time
on
we go
him.
Yes. All right. We need Joe for just some organization, I believe. But yeah, there are a few things we missed that we could have gotten to, some more stuff about Black Adam. But plenty of time to do that in the future. I'm really looking forward to Shazam, even with my little character that I have up there, my remake of the Mego guy.
Migos?
Migos.
It's Mego?
Migos.
Migos. Mama.
So from back here, it looks like Elvis. Okay.
He's an Elvis impersonator.
Is that the 70s?
Thank you very much.
Shazam. He has the horrible haircut. Like,
look at those sideburns.
Billy Batson.
Son of a bat.
Jimon Hensu. How do you say? Does anybody know how to say Jimon Hensu?
That's Jimon Hensu.
Jimon Hensu.
Jimon Hensu.
Jimon Hensu.
Jimon Hensu.
That's my second pronunciation. So that's about it. Toledo, did I miss anything?
Next week, Shazam review. We'll be all about Shazam next week.
And there's Hellboy coming out as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Touch on Hellboy.
Pet Cemetery.
A little bit. Pet Cemetery. I don't know.
This weekend. It's not. That was just something I'm excited for.
Oh, you're just excited for it?
Sorry.
The real one? Or the movie.
Are we going to be previewing Game of Thrones next week?
I think because we're...
It's like April 15th, isn't it?
No.
What?
It's the 14th. It's the Sunday. I say we don't preview it. We come out the next day afterward and talk about it after it actually comes out. Because this is... Next week would be actually the preview, I think, for... Game of Thrones, and we'd be previewing it on Monday, Tuesday for a Sunday. So let's just do it afterwards. So next week will be what we liked about Shazam. We'll get into Hellboy a little bit, talk about that. And then follow us on?
At Comic Playground everywhere.
And next week, that's it. So get to the bat polls, see who the winner is. It looks like it's going to be... Batfleck, but it could be the greatest comeback under
next week's Mark 5 will be worst reasons for being injured in bed.
Don't do it, please.
Oh my god.
Just let's end on Adonis's laugh.
If you buy that at Costco.
If anybody can come up with a sports movie that's not an underdog story, let us know.
I could have used it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'll tell you what it wasn't. The fish that saved Pittsburgh.